You are listening to the Vital MX Post-Race Podcasts, presented by Decal Works.
Jorge Prado, Anaheim 2, the American adventure is over. I feel like tonight was a solid night, worth staying for. You got some great starts, which I know made you happy. Second main event, you stayed up there, you raced for guys hard. This was a nice way to finish it off.
Yeah, I think I could see many improvements. And obviously, I didn't really expect it to be so intense. It's super intense. Especially that first main. Oh, I start up front and I think my heart rate was like 300 after a lap, you know, so I just couldn't hold on and I was just not feeling super comfortable and being so quick into such an intense level, you know. So, yeah, I dropped back. Then I didn't have a very good gate pick for the second one. I was very on the outside and I had to make a very hard braking into the first corner and that led me to a little bit like white. So, but I was still more up front. I was battling with the guys up there. I had a better rhythm. They passed me. I passed them back. So it was nice. I finished eighth on the second one. So, hey, that was super good. And then the last one, I felt like I had a good jump out of the gate. I felt like if if Chase would have been on the right side, I would have got the whole job. But he was so close to me. He came so quick into my line, you know, that I had to break. And then coming to the first corner, I was again, I was just so behind everyone that I just couldn't go through the next couple of rhythms because I was so much behind. It was difficult. At one point in the third, I had a good pace and I was catching the guys in front of me. I had a nice battle with Justin Hill. I passed him, and once I passed him, I was like, okay, I got for the next guy. But he was doing that big rhythm, and he passed me doing that big rhythm over there, and that broke my rhythm because I was faster, and just because of that, you know, I just couldn't get up to the front. But hey, it is what it is. We get experience. I feel like we got better. Maybe result wise you don't see it result wise maybe, but well, on the second one, yes, like eight, it's good. With the little time we have, with the little testing, hey, I think we are in a good, we did a good job.
Yeah, maybe you can't see it in the results, but the fact that you passed Kenny back, you passed Jet back, you can only do that if you're on a top level and capable. So that alone shows how much progress you made and how good you are.
Yeah, I think I passed like, on the first main, I think I passed Ken back, I passed Jet back, I passed Malcolm back, and the second one again with Kenny and with all the riders. So it was nice to battle and get roosted.
I was thinking that it maybe helped you having a parade lap before the first main event, not having to go in blind. Did that make you a bit more comfortable?
Yes, but at the same time, I was feeling more comfortable in the second main. I think I almost felt like I was more warm up and my body was more ready to go. With a little time, I recovered super good, and I felt like my hardest physical race was the first heat. After that, I was super, like, I was good. So, what can I say? It was a good experience. I'm happy. It's good learning. I think I will bring that intensity into the MXGP, and I think we'll be good.
In that last main event, did you start to think about Argentina and be like, okay, I just need to get out of here now. I've had fun. There's a bigger goal coming.
So, at one point, I was just with Kenny, and I was so short on one jump. And when I was in the air, I was thinking about Argentina. I'm like, oh, come on, don't crash now. You know, I was so short. But nothing happened, and I kept riding, and then I forgot about it, and I wanted to catch the guys up front, and, well, up front, in front of me. And, when you're riding, I don't think the best thing to do is think about Argentina, right? It's better to think about what you're doing.
Did you actually manage to test this week? Was the bike better, or was there not really a chance to test?
No, we didn't test anything because conditions didn't allow us to test. So, yeah, we just raced with the normal setup. I think we were a little bit, like, soft. So, in some rhythms, I was jumping quite high because I just couldn't go to the front. But I was feeling comfortable. That's good. And, nothing to say. We just take it step by step. I didn't crash. No big mistakes, so I'm happy.
What's the plan now? I believe you have a photo shoot Monday, so it's straight back into MXGP work. There's going to be no rest.
Yeah, so I'm leaving tomorrow. I get to Rome, and then the next day I need to go to Sardinia. And then we have the photo shoot. I need to ride my MX bike. I need to do some testing. Then we have the Spanish Championship at my track. I want to race there before Argentina. And Argentina is just around the corner. So, but I'm not stressed. I think I had a good training here. I got how can I tell you? Smoked. And I loved it. I loved it because, you know, that puts your feet back on the ground. Yeah. Even though I expected, I'm like inside of me, I expected to be in the position I was. Maybe other people not, but hey, with just a few, like a month of Supercross training. And I never raced Supercross before, so I had a big courage to come over and fight with these guys.
You had balls.
I think quite big. And I didn't make mistakes on race days, and this makes me happy.
Okay, Hunter Lawrence, Anaheim 2. First of all, how does a Triple Crown 450s compare to 250s? I would imagine the intensity is even higher, if that's even possible.
Yeah, it is possible. yeah, really tough night, honestly. We're just not quite there yet. There's so many things that I know I can do. I just can't do it yet on the big bike. So it's just like anything, takes time and keep working, man. That's all we can do. But yeah, it's a lot more riding. I was laughing with Jet in between, I think it was the second and third one. Like, we do 14 or 15 laps each moto, Triple Crown. And I said, it's funny, back, you know, a few years ago, it was 20 laps plus one for a main. And we're almost doing three main events for what they used to do now. So, yeah, big night, but it's all right.
Yeah, I feel like it was a mixed bag. Some races you were going forwards, some races you were going backwards, and then you'd rebound. Like, I don't really know how to read your night, to be honest.
No, neither do I. I mean, there was a lot of... It's good where the team and my dad can tell me what... They kind of make up my mind on what my night was really like, honestly, because I'm the same. I'm just like, fuck, I don't even know what to think. And there was a lot of positives. We did a lot of good things. We made a good change, which helped a bit. But yeah, it was just, keep working.
I feel like it's important to just get out of California. And I'd imagine going east, softer tracks. Obviously, you test in Florida. So I'm guessing that's going to be a bit more comfortable for you?
Yeah, to be quite honest with you, I don't like these West Coast stadiums. Give me a football stadium.
Okay. But no, soft dirt. Better for the bike?
Yeah, I definitely think the bike is better in soft dirt. I don't want to contradict myself and then we get to soft dirt and something happens, but... Yeah, I do think we'd definitely feel a bit more comfortable in softer dirt on an East Coast track, for sure.
What's the vibe then? Four rounds in, frustrated, content, happy, mad, sad, bit of all?
Kind of just like mind-boggled. Like the first one with the freezy deal in the first turn, okay, scrap that. And San Fran, we do one practice.
Yep.
Was all right. And then the race, I mean, gosh, can you even... Like, can you even predict yourself and, like, I'm going to go out and do this and this and, like, do it, you know? And then San Diego was all right. We're 8th or 7th.
I don't know.
Riding was good, positive. So that was all right. That was the first real main event. And then tonight, the 3 is just, like, yeah, something else. So.
Yeah, RJ Hampshire, Anaheim 2. As always, Triple Crowns are hectic, chaotic, hard to know what's really going on. But overall, a solid night. You gained points. You were hella fast. So, all positives.
Yeah, it was sweet. Was first in qualifying in all three practices, which was first in my career. Felt really, really good. Had two good starts in those first two mains. The third one wasn't great. And then, yeah, I got a flat tire, which was weird. I mean, and 9 times out of 10, whenever I say I have a flat tire, it's usually I have a moose in. So, it's like, I'm an idiot. Like, don't worry about it. And then it shot me off in the whoops. And I was like, okay, something's wrong here. And then it got really, really bad a couple laps after that. Pitboard said, hey, chill, second's still there. Like, you're still good. So just cruiser in, second on the night. Yeah, eight down, so almost cut it in half, which is huge.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because after you got up in the third main, it didn't actually matter if you passed anyone. If anything, it could have hurt you passing anyone, which is a weird part of these triple crowns, which we'll maybe never figure out, but you were aware of that. Communication is possible.
Yeah, and I struggled with that at San Diego because my mechanic was telling me to chill out, like, don't be an idiot, and I was an idiot. So can't live in the past though, man. Like, I put that last weekend behind me, show up this weekend, be better, and I'm fast on my bike. Like, I like it a lot right now. I can't be too bummed. And, you know, my goal was to get out of these first four West Coast rounds, head east, chance at the points lead, and be solid, knock the wind off. Get to go home, though. That's what I'm most stoked on. Get to go home healthy.
Were you mindful of trying to learn from what happened in San Diego? Take what you can get, not push too much. I mean, you were pushing, but maybe not over that line.
Yeah, and I said it before, if there was one thing I could have changed last weekend, it was not give Marchbanks as much room as what I did the lap before that, because I possibly could have won that if I wouldn't have done that, because I had really good lines after they got around me. And yeah, like I said, can't dwell too much on it. Like, I was pissed, really, really fucking mad. Drove home in silence, and then like got home and was just like, all right, like, you're a dumbass. Like, I take that on the chin. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm okay with taking the heat. Like, you know, it's part of it. But just come here next, like, this weekend and be the best I can be and get some points back, which we did that, so it can't be too bummed.
What did you think of the track? Fast, easy in some spots, but then some big lines possible, got quite chewed up. It was kind of a mix of easy and hard.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, practice was sick how technical it was. Like, I liked that. And then, yeah, it was, like, hard on top, but then it had soft spots, soft underneath, weird kicks kind of all day, super slick in some areas. So all in all, like, for a triple crown and features and KTM, like, dude, a lot of laps on the track tonight. So for how it was, I mean, we'll take it. I'm not too bummed.
Last question. Four rounds in, two mudders. It's weird that you're already going into a mini break, because I almost feel like your season hasn't really started. Do you feel similar?
Yeah. I mean, man, when I seen this schedule, it sounds crazy, but I was like, man, this schedule is like built for me. Like, this is sick. We go to St. Louis, which is a track I got my first win at. We go to Denver, which is the track I won at last year. Nashville, like, man, there's so many things where it's like, okay, like I said, give myself a chance. Seattle, you know, Arizona, like, dude, all these tracks where I like and have good vibes at, which goes far. Like, look at Anaheim. I won round one and then was fast here again tonight. Yeah, so go home. Don't be too bummed. Don't be too pumped. Like I said, main thing is I get to go home, so I'm stoked on that.
Jason Anderson, would have been a podium, small dock, fourth overall, but I do have to ask, that final main, you're coming from way back. Have you sent it that hard in a main event a while? You were rolling the first couple laps.
Yeah, I mean, being able to come from dead last to seventh in 12 minutes is pretty tough. So I haven't had that speed in obviously the last year to be able to do that. I haven't. And right now I feel like I'm riding really well. And
new bike this year. What does it do best for you basically so far? Like, what's your biggest improvement over the old chassis? What is it basically assisting you with the most?
I think this one's a lot more solid from beginning of corner to apex. And it makes my miles per hour be a little bit faster in that area. Mm-hmm. I think honestly just the chassis, I think we have less pitch on this new bike, and I think on the other bike we had a little more pitch, so there was a little more room for error on the front end, especially in the entrance of the corners, and the bike was very like teeter-totter, you know what I'm saying, the old bike, and I think our bike's super stable right now. So I think we're in a good spot, and I think we can keep rolling.
One thing that caught me off guard today is the back rhythm lane. You were going 3-3-4. As weird as this sounds, the only other person I saw do it was Cade Clayson in practice, and you were knocking it out all mains. Nobody else really touched it all night. Did you think other dudes were doing it? You were putting that section together and made it look so easy.
It was pretty simple for me.
The three in didn't look that bad.
No, and you want to know the funny thing? The only reason I did it is because I saw Cade Clayson do it.
We were kind of joking up in the press box. We're like, dude, some team's going to sit down with Dartfish and go, okay, we have a section to show you, but it's Cade Clayson doing it.
Exactly, dude. He was in front of me in practice, and I saw him do it, and I was like, he did that super easy.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck it. And then I just started doing it.
Big one I noticed tonight, the way the track's laid out, especially the on, off in the back, kind of in turning rollers, whereas the whoops, there was just a lot of places where it seemed like you had to be really precise, getting into the pockets, not clipping. That's something you're really good at. So much body language on the bike, a couple things like that. That's something to me that stuck out, made the track look fairly technical.
It was tough. Honestly, the track was a lot of effort today.
Yep.
You had straightaway, but the straightaway was pretty much turning, so you're kind of on an angle. And then another tough part was even the flat corner before the whoops,
yep.
It had rollers in it, so you're working the bike the whole time. Mm-hmm. So there's nowhere on the track that was really necessarily like a break. Mm-hmm. So I think it was pretty high heart rate.
Big one I noticed that was a positive for you in the final main, especially, is a lot of guys had gone to jump line, had gone to jump in and then skim. First set of whoops, you were skimming for quite a while, like on the sides before you went to the V rut. The second set, you were skimming the right side, just killing people in those sections. Question for you about the whole V rut thing. When you were staying up on the edges in the early laps, you were killing it. A lot of guys default to that V rut later in the main. I would argue you looked better up on the edges. Is the V rut just a safer option late in the main?
It's just I was passing guys when I was on the edges. I think the edges is faster, yep. But there's a lot more room for error. A lot more. And if you can be in the V, you're maybe 1/10 off of the other side without the room for error. So I think consistency as the main goes on, it's a little bit safer. But luckily, I was good enough to be on the outside to be able to send it past a couple guys when I wanted to pass them.
The track from earlier in the day, like end of practice, very dry on the rhythm sections, but the corners were very rutted. They cleaned it up for the main. I was kind of surprised there was like no ruts left in the corners anymore. You guys were pretty much backing it in on almost every corner, cutting down. But the rhythm lanes were well-wired. It just not what I expected for the main events after watching practice. Did it catch you off guard at all? Like how much the track changed?
Dude, in time practice, the track's a war zone.
Yeah.
Like realistically. And I feel like if you make it through practice, that's like your most injury-prone time of the day. Because we're trying to do a fast lap. And to be honest, the tracks are dangerous. You know, yeah. Just because they break down so much. It has nothing to do. I don't even know if they can keep up prep-wise or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And today, I think when they hauled the dirt in, it was soft, but the dirt dried out because we had wind, it's been dry. So when it was built, it was like crusty and soft, you know? Mm-hmm. And that just makes for soft kickers, yeah. You know, to where it's like spongy in the bottom and the top's hard. Luckily, it was dry enough to whenever they prepped it, it was actually quite a bit better whenever we got to the main events, but yeah.
I have to ask you at least one question about last week, more what you noticed tonight. Opening ceremonies. A lot of applause for you, not so much for Jed. Were you surprised at all or no?
It just is what it is. We've all been, to be honest, when you go through a career like me being 15 years in, the thing is, like I say, I think you can really change people's opinion, and you just have to be strong on who you are. For me, I've gone year to year where I've had people that don't like me, had a lot of hate, and it's tough at this day and age with social media, but then right now people like me for one post that I said what I thought, but at the same time next week they could hate me.
Yeah.
So it's just tough how it goes, you know, and for Jet, I think it's part of it. He's in the spotlight and that's what he wants. And the thing is he needs to stand on his ground and just keep digging and be great. And if he becomes great and pushes through this, people are gonna love him.
Yeah.
People booed Ricky.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people booed Ricky, but then in the end, they loved him.
Yep.
So that's just how it is.
Do you feel like even your competition, like, I know there's guys that worry about racing you, but I feel like a lot of people at least generally respect you because if you do something, I feel like you say, like, yeah, I did this because X, Y, Z. Like, you're not, dude, you don't dabble around it, kick around the bush.
No, I do feel like, for the most part, if I've ever been on the other side of it to where I'm the aggressor, I know what I do wrong. You know, sometimes it comes from a place to where I feel like I have intent, you know, to be a dickhead. But then I also have some times where I'm just too eager, you know, to where I get in there and I'm like, sorry. Like, I'm already, like, in my head apologizing for what I'm doing, you know, because it's just a stupid move on my part. But we want it, you know, as a racer. So there's never a lack of try for me.
Yeah.
And sometimes it comes off the wrong way in my riding and being too aggressive, but I just want it.
I'll say what I was saying from the fan standpoint, we're four rounds in, we've had four different winners. You still have probably to pick up one. Not pick up just one, but you're gonna win this season, Eli. Like, this is turning out to be what we always talk about every year beforehand. Like, we could have the most winners that we've seen a long time in the season. Does the competition level really feel deeper to you, or is it just the way it's playing out in the early races?
It's the way it's playing out. You never know. And right now, I have one podium, and honestly, my results have been kind of all over the place. Luckily, I've been three top five, so I'm consistent, but I'm only 7 points out. If I wouldn't have got docked, I'd only be 3 points behind the lead, so it's a crazy series, but at the same time, you get 10 rounds in, you'll see who the players are, and I'm hoping to be one of them.
I should have brought this up on camera, but Levi Kitchen, yeah. We just joked about the weird one. You and Jordan tied for the points, but with the exact same main event finishes this year. It's kind of weird. Like, you and Jordan are both, you both have had an off night with a fifth, but you've overall been very solid in this series. 1, 2, 3, 5 for you guys in overall so far.
Yeah, and now we're tied with the red plate.
Yep.
Which obviously makes sense if we had the same scores, but...
I don't know what the tiebreaker is at this point if it ended. I really don't.
Right? Like, I...
They technically have you listed as first on the point sheet.
Well, I mean, I have one win.
He does too.
He does too, but I wonder if they count like the
individual
triple crown main as a win, you know?
Maybe. Or I was trying to figure out because your win came earlier in the season. No, because it came at this one.
I haven't won.
I don't know. I don't know what the tiebreaker is, but it's a weird year so far. Yeah. I was talking to Phil Nicoletti because he was talking about watching you and RJ when you guys got around and him trying to hang in there. And we were talking about the pure difference between you and RJ. You're so technical in places, and I mean, we all know RJ's got balls of steel, basically. How's it being behind him? Because you know you got to be – I know from your standpoint you probably feel like you're nailing stuff and you gain on him a little bit, and there's just places that RJ is RJ.
Yeah, actually that second main gave me a lot of confidence tonight. Like, not even for just tonight, but RJ's been – arguably the guy. We had one dry race and he beat us by 15 seconds, so it's like he's obviously going fast right now. And that second main, I felt so effortless to, like, I was able to keep up with him and I felt like I was using like no energy, which was nice. And but yeah, he's always gonna hold it wide open. And I'm mainly stoked because, like, me and him and everybody, we're just having like good clean racing, and like, it's just fun. Like, it's really fun racing those guys right now, and I'm really enjoying it.
I notice a track like tonight seems to work well with your technique. Like, there's a lot of places you had to downside pockets. The on-on, off was really treacherous. If you clip one of those, not bad, but you're clipping it going into turning rollers, then you'd almost high side there. End of the whoop, same thing. Just the whoops jumping tonight are peaky. You had to be really good at getting in the pockets, the back rhythm lane.
Yeah.
Not clipping. You're really good at that, about clean execution on your landings.
Yeah, it's funny you brought that up because that's actually one thing that Justin Hill told me, like, the year before he won the title, he worked on it, and he always told me that, like, his name comes to mind, because he was like, dude, that was the difference for me, was I just worked on being more precise, and I think I have really worked on just nailing every jump, and, man, it's a little tense here and there when you're clipping stuff, or,
Well, like I said, especially situations like tonight, there's some tracks where clipping isn't the worst thing on the face earth, but like I said, a couple of spots here would always put you in a situation where it was really hard to keep it together and keep a clean lap.
Yeah. Well, when the track's really hard, like a, I don't know, for example, maybe Glendale or something, a little clip doesn't do a lot with the bike, but when it's soft and kind of mushy like this, it'll like kind of jolt. So like, you have to be pretty precise on this stuff.
Were you surprised at all, track prep wise, before the main night? So by the end of qualifying, I was like, look at the track, oh man, this thing's coming apart. You know, they cleaned it up, they got some water in it, but it's hard to tell from being up in the stands, but I thought it held together better across the three mains than I thought it would. I thought it was going to be pretty rough looking after practice.
Yeah, it did, and it was actually a little weird because I was hoping for it to be a little more rutted in the turns. It was weird. Yeah. Like, by the mains, they were like gravel berms.
Oh, you guys were you're basically turned out and power sliding exit on every berm.
Which was odd. And like, practice, there was four ruts in every turn. Airplane, so I'm kind of glad they let it dry out. But I wish they would have let the rhythms dry out and then kept the turns rutted. But it is what it is. I mean, yeah, it was definitely a better track by the night show than the practice.
With that, did you make any changes between main 1, 2, and 3, like expecting it to be rutted after practice and showing up the first race and just sliding around the corners? Did you change your bike balance or anything at all?
Yeah, I think that was the big difference. It's been a few weeks since we raced here at A1, but I learned a lot that night. My bike was too stiff, and, you know, I kept it stiff for main 1 because the track was fresh. It worked out. And then immediately I softened it before I'd even looked at the track because I knew it was going to break down. So, yeah, I softened it up a little bit for those second, third mains.
Your starts have been really consistent across the board this year so far. Other than being on a different bike, have you really changed anything about your starting technique? Is there anything really different about being a pro circuit? Anything that you guys work on? Or
honestly, I haven't changed anything. That bike is just incredibly good off the line. Like, I think it's the hydraulic clutch that's a big difference, but and also the power, like the power delivery with Mitch's bike, it's so just like perfect all the way. Where the Star bike was really like, it's obviously fast, but it was so jumpy. So
jumpy, I get. It'll probably be hard to nail that perfect between
every
real
time.
Spin and
yes,
traction.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. This bike just kind of launches well, and
I remember I was talking to Gillum the one time, and he was telling me that like the first couple times he had started the Star bike, like how much he was struggling trying to keep the power down out of the gate.
Yeah, and it kind of showed with me last year. It's like I'd either hole shot on that bike or I was like 10th, you know, because I would spin a little bit. So this bike tracks pretty well.
Nice. So a little bit of a break. Well, I say break. We have 1 week, then you go to Glendale. So really, any opportunity to do anything different this week or just stay steady on Supercross for another week before you probably start riding outdoors after Glendale?
Yeah, I'm actually heading. I've been on California this whole month. I'm heading back to Florida and probably going to kind of take a deload week and kind of let the body recover a little bit. And then same thing next week, ride a few days, going to Glendale. And then after Glendale, I'm going to, you know, ride some outdoors, and we got a long, long break. So,
Julien Baumeer, first Triple Crown in the book, 12.56 for 7th overall. First off, what's your thoughts on the Triple Crown format?
Fun, definitely different. I think it's nice having a little bit shorter races. Obviously, it's like, almost like a it's pretty much a sprint. So, I think that's cool that it switches it up, changes it up for a little bit. For me, first one didn't go my way. I think I was learning it. I tried to sprint like I would at the test track in sprint laps, and I pushed a little too much and ended up going down. So that wasn't ideal, but my second one, third one were a lot better, and I just need to fix the starts. I can't put myself in that position, start 15th, 20th, but yeah.
Was it weird heading into the night show how much the track changed? So in time qualifying, you had a lot of ruts in the corners, but it was dry kind of on the rhythm lanes. They really worked on the track before the night show, and pretty much all the ruts were gone in the corners, it seemed like. It went to everybody was like back in the rear end in through all the corners. Did that catch you off guard at all going into the mains?
Yeah, for sure. I think a big thing is everyone's trying to be so precise in qualifying, and we kind of aim to make ruts. So I think that was a big thing, is that we're just a little more precise in qualifying than we are in the night show. Everyone's kind of sending it going wherever, especially on lap one and two. So I think that's a big reason that we don't get as many ruts in the main as we do in qualifying. But yeah, for sure, the track was dry in qualifying. They got a lot of water into it for the night show, and they worked it in pretty good. And I think also it was really soft from the rain we've had. So the corners got pretty dry and pretty washy, but I think that's just us racing.
Being a rookie for like the three back-to-back races, you don't have a lot of time to make changes. Do you just kind of settle in going, I just need to learn, like not really playing with bike changes or tires or anything of that nature, or were you and the team working on trying to get the bike better between the mains at all?
No, I went same setup all three mains. I was pretty happy after qualifying. I struggled a little bit this morning, but we made some bike changes going into the second qualifying session, and it was a lot better, so we didn't play with it too much in the night show. Just rode it how it was, and just tried to get better each one.
Cool. We have a 1 week break before Glendale. Anything you particularly want to work on before Glendale?
Not in particular yet. Probably going to go watch film tonight or tomorrow and really hone in on what needs to be fixed. And then we'll go from there going into Glendale.
You are now listening to Phil Nicoletti.
Well, funny little note before this anniversary of the Lear Lights, but in general, I know it's been a little up and down for you, but you've had good moments. There's been hole shots. There's been moments up front. You've been kicking some kids' butts here and there.
Yeah, fuck. I don't know. These triple crowns, it's like I always have two good first motos, and then the third moto I fucking grenade. So kind of bummed that the third moto went down pretty hard. But, yeah, my second moto I felt good. Even the first moto I felt pretty good. I was 7-4, 18. So it was all right. Bike was really good today. Made some good changes. Jamie from Twisted did a bunch of stuff on her stuff this week, and I think it showed on the starts. So, but yeah, obviously the results haven't been the greatest in the past couple races, but it was no fault of my own or my team. So, onward and upward, just trying to hang on to the kids' pace out there. RJ and Kitchen were rolling that second moto. I tried to stay, but I don't know. I just don't have that fast twitch anymore.
I know, when you see stuff like that happen, like I said, you know what you want to be capable of, but at the same time, it's still positive. But you're a racer. Do you get pissed in the moment when you see that?
Yeah, I mean, I do. Like, I know RJ's behind me, and he raced me really respectively, and I know I was kind of holding him up, and I kind of feels kind of bad to say, but I kind of went out wide because I knew he was there, so he could kind of come up the inside. And same with Kitchen. Like, I'm not in the points battle. I don't want to fuck up what they got going on, but I still want to learn that pace and get used to it because I haven't done any main events really, you know. So that was my first true main events, being up there with those guys since A1. I didn't race San Fran, you could hardly call that a race. And then last week I had an issue, so it's weird to say, but at 34 I'm still trying to learn some things as well.
Well, behind that, the little bit of time you got to be like close enough to RJ and Kitchen that you could really see the intricacies of what they're doing, what, anything really stand out to you?
They just don't give a fuck. Like, especially RJ. Kitchen's a little more calculated, but RJ just, he's got to have balls of steel.
Literally.
Literally balls of steel. And, they just, every little nick and cranny, they're just trying to find that edge and work it where I'm just a little bit more reserved. But I don't know if it's because I'm old or fast twitch or what the deal is, but it was good to get up there and feel it. And then I wish I would have hung out on third, but Shimoto kind of came in and ran it in, and it's the way it is.
With the two of them, like, even from our standpoint in the stands, it is very interesting to watch. And it's one of the beautiful things about our sport is you have two riders that ride completely different.
Yeah.
And can still somehow put lap times within a tenth of each other. Because, like you said, Levi is very calculated. You'd watch him, you think, oh, he's going to gain on RJ. But RJ just has areas where he literally is willing to push harder than anybody.
Yeah, and I think where Kitchen can get him back with a little bit of smoothness, RJ pulls it back where you got to kind of have to risk it for the biscuit a little bit. So, two totally different riders. And when you ride behind him, you kind of can see the difference. But it's kind of cool to see that. But at the same time, it's I need 1 second a lap to be able to run that pace consistently. And I just, unfortunately, I don't have that. So we'll keep working. And like I said, I didn't get to ride many main events yet. So that's not my excuse, but it's just it's the most laps I put in all year.
We've actually asked a few guys this as an individual question this week, but we mentioned your starts being good. Are you a start map, launch map kind of guy, or are you all off clutch, your own throttle feel?
All clutch, throttle feel. 450, I use a little start map-ish stuff, but 250, I manage the clutch and throttle on my own just because, I don't know, I feel like I end up taking too much away or adding too much. I just kind of leave it. So
nice.
That's kind of my...
Well, congrats on the improvements, Will.
Yeah, fuck. We're making progress.
We're making progress. Thanks.